This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. I want to focus on something that I thought everybody possessed and learned that they didn't. You know what I'm talking about? It's a very simple word. It's called courage. Courage. I thought everybody had courage. I thought everybody had a breaking point where they said, okay, it's on. I don't care who the toughest guy in the world is. It is now time for you and me to go man to man, hand to hand. It's on. Dude, I figured it would be something like push your child, you know, hit your kid, hit my kid. Watch. Tell me you're the baddest guy in the world. Tell me you got a weapon, you got a knife, whatever. Hit my kid and watch what happens. You hear what I'm saying? I think most parents would agree with me. I'm speaking metaphorically here. Hit somebody's kid, what do? They want to go after you. Even, I think people that don't have kids, they can relate to that. Well,
you hit my kid, or, I mean, I don't have any kids with you.
Yeah, you don't have to have kids to feel that, but you know that's the case. Hit somebody's kid, threaten to. They don't have to have a kid. Say, look, if you had a kid, and I hit your kid, what would you do? Right? I'm thinking everybody says, oh, I'd kick it, bitch. Boy, we'll be on like Donkey Kong, right? But it's not the case. It's not the case. People are chicken. They really are. They're inherently fight or flight. It's flight. Get out. Run. Go. Head for the hills. You know the old joke when the bears come out of the woods and the guy says, what are you doing? The guy stops, put on his tennis shoes. He says, you can't outrun that bear. And he says, I don't have to outrun that bear. I got to outrun you. And he's in the wind. That's what people do. They look at what's the easy way. How do I get out of a situation? And for the record, we are human beings. We are supposed to talk ourselves out of situations. I get that. But I'm saying when your back is against the wall, what do you do? I'm thinking, I grew up, and you guys know this about me. It was in my first book. I'm thinking that no matter what, you fight it out. You know what I mean? There's no army behind you. But I always thought that there was an army behind me. I was convinced of that. It's funny, when I wrote my first book, I had about 2,000 people say to me, Kevin, you write a book, I'll buy the book. And we did a poll. If I write this book, will you buy it? And we did a poll on the website at the time. And 2,000 people said, you write a book, man, I'll buy that book. Shoot. So 200 books is what we sold. Out of the group of the 2,000, it was one-tenth that actually backed it up. One of my buddies, Joe the Plumber, said he was going to run for public office. All the way up until the point of Joe declaring he was going to run for Congress, people were like, you should run for Congress, Joe. You're an honest guy. I donate your campaign. So Joe decides he's going to run for Congress. And he calls me up. He says, dude, where are the donations? Where are the people that said, I'll give you my 10, my 20, my 50, my 100 bucks? Non-existent. Guy couldn't raise enough money to pay make a mortgage payment. And he's going, these are the people that said they want you to do it. You're an honest man, an honest Joe, average Joe America, blah, blah, blah. Didn't donate a nickel. Look, I know it was during the time of Obama. It was rough for everybody. But don't tell people you're going to do something and not do it. That's, to me, that's one of the things that you want to be known for, is being able to say, you know, oh, man, if so-and-so says it's going to happen. But I can tell you, and look, I'm not trying to condemn you folks. I'm not at all. But I'm going to tell you about yourselves from time to time. You know, we talk about this conservative movement. We talk about the people we follow, the people we want to support. I question, are you being serious? Are you serious about it? Do you have the courage of commitment? There's a saying by a gentleman, he was a philosopher, a French philosopher, his name is Albert Camus, and he says, those who lack courage will always find a philosophy to justify it. And he had a thing that he called absurdity. Yeah. Widely acknowledged as the greatest philosopher of the absurd. And his idea was simple. He said, human beings are caught in a constant attempt to derive meaning from a meaningless world. Now, I can apply this in so many ways, but I want you to marinate on that for a while. Meaningless world. I talked about this the other day. I get up every day. I do the same thing. I start fighting these leftists. Now, the question is why? Is it because I'm so courageous and want to fight? Oh, no, it's Kevin. He just likes to fight. Or am I trying to find meaning? And the answer is no. I already know the world is meaningless. See, if you go to the Bible and you look in the book of Proverbs and you get all the wisdom of Solomon, but then in the book Ecclesiastes, you know what Solomon says? All the stuff we do is vapor. Chasing of money, chasing of fame, chasing of whatever, it's all vapor. Because unless you believe in something bigger than you, it's all vapor. So you know what I believe in? I believe that all the effort that we put in here, though it's meaningless here, it carries through in some form. Not by my name. It isn't like the cosmos is going to be whispering, Kevin Jackson, Kevin Jackson. for the rest of infinity. I don't even care. I understand the level of insignificance I have in the world and in the world once I'm gone. It is of zero consequence. But I get up and do it every day. Because I think the bigger picture is important. And I believe, for whatever reason, because you can't get it out of me, is that having that courage to do it, to confront it, is going to mean something somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe I am a victim of the philosophy of the absurd. But I think that many of us, while we're here, we admire the people who demonstrate courage. Who say, you know what? I know that goes against the grain. I know that's not what you believe. I know that you wouldn't do this. You wouldn't follow this course of action, whatever. I believe there are people that say that's an admirable trait. And for me, that there's something, I don't know. There's something inside of that. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't think cowards are going to spend a whole lot of time being thought of in eternity in any way, shape, or form. I don't think that's a trait you want to take with you anywhere. I'm a coward. Anyway, there's something else that was said about courage. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength. When loving someone deeply gives you courage. And I think that the love of this country, the love of... Because it isn't a philosophy for me. It's the love of the country and what it's done for me to give me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
To an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hey, everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to reach us, 844-551-8255, or you want to get us on demand anytime you want, kjradio.com. And we're always happy to have you download the show, listen to segments, pass those along to friends, etc. And today, we are talking about truisms. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because a truism is something that's irrefutable. You don't even bother to argue it. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Look at the Jesse Jackson family. Right? Look at the Clinton family. Look at these politicians who do the craziest things. And then you look at their kids and you go, there you go. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And why are we so focused on family and raising kids, right? My son threw a piece of paper, you know, like it was very small, like a gum wrapper on the ground. And his mom said to him, get that up. And he's like, oh, scrambling. He's like, it was just a little piece of paper. Get it up. We don't litter. End of story. When I'm walking along, it could be practically anywhere. I can't do it in liberal cities, but I will pick up the trash of other people. I've watched people throw things on the ground. I'll just walk right behind them, pick it up, and put it in the trash can. Now, I don't know if anybody sees it. I don't know if it registers. I look at it as, okay, that moron leftist didn't want to do something that he or she should have done. And it's both genders. In the city, they don't care. And I just look at it as, you know what? No, don't even think about it. Act like you dropped it. And I throw it away. I'm not looking for somebody to go, oh, wow, he's such an amazing guy. I just think that it's a horrible thing to do. Leftists talk about love of the environment. The truism would be we should respect Mother Earth and take care of it, right? There's nobody that would argue with that. But who does it? We do. Conservatives do. Leftists don't. They talk about it. There's another truism. Actions speak louder than words. You heard that one? Yeah. In Africa, they say it differently. They say when deeds speak, words fall silent. It's an African proverb. Yeah. So that's the fact. Actions do speak louder than words. I love you. Really? And why do you keep, fooling around? Why do you keep messing with that? Why do you keep always stealing money from my bank account? Versus, coming up and hugging me and showing me and being a contributing person to my life, et cetera, et cetera. Actions speak louder than words. You can tell your kids you love them till you're blue in the face. Or you can hug them and encourage them and explain life to them and things like that and let them grow up to be solid citizens. Barack Obama, he was full of words. Glorious, beautiful words. Donald Trump, in the truism, when deeds speak, words fall silent. Actions speak louder than words. Donald Trump goes and he does it, period. We talked about these kids that Donald Trump got released from China. I just want to have you think for 1 second. Where would these young black men be if Barack Obama were president? Be honest. I'd like leftists to really consider this. Do you honestly believe, given Barack Obama's track record, that these young black men would have been released within 3 days of being put in Chinese jail, that they would be on their way home to America, having shoplifted in a foreign country? Do you think they'd be home? Because if you say yes, I'm going to remind you of the length of time that we've had hostages, American citizens, sitting in jails around the world under Obama. You know how he got the ones in Iran back? He shipped $1 billion plus by plane overseas to Iran. That's when they released the hostages. He rebuilt their nuclear program to get our hostages back. What about Otto Wambier? He didn't even get him back. That kid was in North Korea because he stole a flag, a tchotchke North Korean flag. He was in North Korea for the better part of a year, and it took Donald Trump to bring him home so he could die. He was so abused in North Korea. And we talked about Andrew Tamarisi, Marine sergeant, took a wrong turn in Mexico, stayed there the better part of a year, suffering from PTSD. A Marine, the commander-in-chief of America, with a deficit of $57 billion that Mexico has in trade with us. They certainly can't compare to our military might. And Barack Obama couldn't make a phone call and get a Marine sergeant home. It took Trump. And when he got home, Donald Trump gave the man $25,000. I'm just telling you. Actions speak louder than words. I hear people, the never Trumpers, and people that dislike this man. Look, I know people will listen to this program and say Kevin's all in for Donald Trump. It's just not the truth. I wasn't happy with Donald Trump's tax plan. I'm not happy with this budget. I only trust that Donald Trump understands what he's doing, and he will eventually cut these budget issues and begin to shrink the deficit and eventually get, the economy's running great. But we can't continue to spend the way we're spending. And we must cut the debt. So hopefully that'll occur. So I'm not lockstep with the guy. But what I will tell you is this. The man is about action. He doesn't come on and tell you things like, there's not a scintilla of evidence, a smidgen of evidence against the IRS that's real when in persecution of conservatives. And then we find out later that's a lie. He doesn't tell us that he's going to ship money over to Iran because we've lost some court battle with him, and it's not money for hostages when that's what it is. He doesn't go around. Donald Trump doesn't go around apologizing for what America's done when, in fact, we are the best hope for savior of this world. What are you talking about? And the irony of it all is that action after action that Donald Trump does that helps this economy, that helps the American citizen, that makes people feel good about being American again, action after action, you have naysayers out there. You have people that are so, they hate being wrong to such a degree that they will absolutely sacrifice you, they will sacrifice the Donald Trump because they want to be right. Let me tell you something. If I had been wrong about Barack Obama, I would gladly admit it. If the dude came out saving companies, bringing business back, revitalizing the economy, I would tell you in an instant, man, I'm completely wrong. Well, Kevin, what about his stock market? He paid $1 trillion a year to prop up the stock market. Donald Trump's not having to do that. Anyway, we're talking about truisms today, folks. Next, we'll talk about the best times and the worst times.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID
RFID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Show.
You know, I was here just a few months ago. I spoke at the West Virginia Chamber of Commerce. Senator Manchin was there. I looked him in the eye, and I told him, I said, Joe, the people of the Mountain State are counting on you. And I said, let's get this tax cut done together. But Joe voted no. Joe voted no to give working families more of your hard-earned money. Joe voted no on tax cuts for job creators. And on expanding the child tax credit, giving you your first $24,000 in income tax-free, real breaks for families in West Virginia, Joe voted no. But it's not just the tax cut. Senator Joe Manchin has voted no time and again on the policies that West Virginia needs. When the time came to repeal and replace the disaster of Obamacare, Joe voted no. When we empowered West Virginia to defund Planned Parenthood, Joe voted no. And when it comes to that wall that we're going to build on the southern border, Joe said, quote, well, I'm not voting for the wall either. Folks, Joe's just going to keep voting against West Virginia. Now, that might make Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi pretty happy. But West Virginia needs to let him know you expect better from Joe.
I love that clip, and I also love that Vice President Pence is back out there on the trail, building up his own gravitas, learning from the master, Donald Trump, and you're watching this evolution of the Republicans that, quite frankly, the Democrats have no, Bush League. They have nobody coming up. I forget what they call it, but you know what I'm saying. They don't have anybody in the lineup that's ready to go coming up from AAA ball to get into the majors. Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. They don't have that group that's coming up. They've got nothing. Everybody's got the same ideas, the same incestuous thoughts and crazy policy positions that have gotten us in trouble and that Donald Trump is extricating us from and that these guys don't even know how to behave with. So good for them. But the reason why I play that is to show you how big a trouble the Democrats are in. Manchin wants to now appear to be Republican. He's pulling a rhino John McCain in order to make people believe that he has seen the light. And there's Vice President Pence going, no, don't believe it. West Virginia, he lied to you. He does not support us. He's now a Johnny come lately. Why? Because now he sees our policies work. We need somebody that's an early adopter that sees it from the beginning. Somebody that's got that fire in their belly that says, I understand what you need. You shouldn't have to convince somebody of the conservative way. You either are or you aren't. This is why I always talk about these people that have made this, foxhole conversion into conservatism.
I used to be a Democrat, but then they made me mad and I switched over.
Really? What did it take? Your lack of history? Your lack of observation? What? I'm not mad at people for doing it, but don't try to... The people canonize these folks. A good example, Sheriff Clark. I like Sheriff Clark. I mean, I've been at a couple of events with him. He doesn't speak to me. It isn't, and I don't think it's anything intentional. You know, he's just kind of, you know, quite frankly, a bit egotistical, in my opinion. He wants to be around those that can elevate it. Well, good for him. He's a former Democrat, and I've never been one. I don't have to make any apologies for, or this is what made me finally come to the conclusion. I've been staunchly conservative since I had my first thought that I can recall. I'm talking about, you know, 7, 8 years old, where I became, you know, came of age, so to speak, knew who I was, and I've never, ever considered going to that side of the aisle. Not once. I'm not getting mad at people for it, but I'm just saying that's the facts. You're watching these people slowly come over. Some are coming over, and I'm glad we get the Sheriff Clarks of the world. One of my guys, Christopher Harris, he grew up Democrat. Daddy was Democrat, whatever. Saw the light, boom, made the conversion. Now he is a holy roller for conservatism. Good for him. But the reason why I play this is I played that clip and talk about Manchin and others is I want you to understand people are seeing this. It's no longer a guess on do conservative policies work. You know, they use all these things, voodoo economics with Reagan, trickle-down economics, Reaganomics. They call it all, they get it, all these names, these scary tactics to scare people off. And Reagan, being a governor and understanding politics, he played the game a little bit. And we canonized him, rightfully so, because he was able to deliver a message that put them on kilter, you know, off kilter. But we have somebody that's greater than Reagan, not in terms of his speaking ability about it, but in terms of his actions. And I'm watching this guy convert people, transform people. And how's he doing that? He transforms people because what Donald Trump does is say, I'm going to prove it to you by putting it in your pocket. I'm going to prove it to you by getting you that job. I'm going to prove it to you by getting you that lower cost in fuel, that lower cost in food, or whatever it may be. And he proves it. And now that it's being proven, you got the Johnny come latelys, the Manchins. He wants to come over and say, woo, look at me. Let me tell you what's happening right now. Donald Trump made the comment the other day. We played that clip where he talked about, I don't care if you shut the government down, I'm going to get DACA. And he says, and you know what? I'm going to get everything I want, and if it means shutting down the government, so be it. He goes, I can't speak for my representative friends here, but I suspect they believe. Dude, let's just play that clip.
Good evening. I'm Shannon Bream in for Brett Baer tonight. We begin with a new warning from President Trump. He says he's perfectly willing to let the government shut down again if his border security plans are not accepted. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts starts us off tonight. Good evening, John.
Shannon, good evening to you. With the clock ticking down to the March 5th deadline to get something done on the Dreamers and the government set to run out of money again on Thursday evening, the president appeared to roll those two things together into a threat that seemed to take everyone in Washington by surprise. Chairing a meeting on strategy to confront the notorious Hispanic gang, MS-13, President Trump threw a bomb into talks on a budget deal, saying if he can't get an agreement on immigration reform, he's happy to have another government shutdown.
I would shut it down over this issue. If we don't straighten out our border, we don't have a country. Without borders, we don't have a country. So would I shut it down over this issue? Yes. I can't speak for our great representatives here, but I have a feeling they may agree with me.
See, that's the part I really like where Donald Trump says, I have a feeling they may agree with me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump is telling you, look, I'm a leader. This is what I'm going to do. Now, they're free to do what they want. I suspect they're going to agree with me. Now, why does he say that? He says it very simply, because he's got the Democrats on the ropes. The Democrats, like Manchin, are now saying, you know what? I better jump on board. The Republicans have done it. Do I really need to go back through these State of the Union stats where 97% of Republicans said they love the speech? 43% of Democrats say they love the speech. 72% of independents say they love the speech. The so-called direction of the country flipped within a month in terms of, I think it was saying 41% said that it was going in the wrong direction, 41% in the right direction, 53% in the wrong. A month later, 53% say it's in the right direction, 41% in the wrong. And that's skewed statistics. And because, like I said before, you can't have State of the Union speech like what Donald Trump had, where 97% of Republicans, 43% of Democrats, and 72% of independents like what he's doing, like the speech. The speech was the direction he was going. So disregard those other polls. They're nonsense. What you're witnessing is a full pendulum swing, folks, back in the other direction. Why? Because you have somebody who says, I'm not settling for what you've been telling me is right when I know it's wrong. I'm not settling for it on DACA. I'm not settling for it on building my wall. I'm not settling for it on this anemic economy that I inherited. I'm not settling for it on protection of American citizens over illegals. I'm not settling for it in protection of American citizens over Muslims. You can give me all the political correct nonsense you want. It isn't going to fly. And that's what Trump did that has the left moving over in droves. Now look, what do the hardcore elitists say? I'm dyed into progressivism. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Joe Biden and what he's having to say. But you listen to this hardcore so-called progressive and watch how he's having to meld over into other things. You want to know why? Into Donald Trump's way of thinking. And the reason is Donald Trump takes enough of what they want to do good in their programs, and he does exactly what the left would do. He steals it and says, now it's ours. Because here's the real deal, folks. It's always been ours. We're the people who are looking for the righteous thing to do. We can understand when an injustice has been done. And to these kids that have come over with their parents, illegal or otherwise, that are 2, 3, 4 years old, they didn't have a choice. Trump understands that. That's the compassion George Bush tried to get to and never could attain.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I wanted to talk about poverty because a story came out, and it was about universal basic income. They call it UBI. And this is a concept that's been talked about and tried overseas for quite some time. You just get standard money for being alive. Certain amount of dollars. And in the United States, there's the mayor of Stockton, California, wants to implement UBI, and he's giving low-income residents $500 a month, no questions asked. You get $500 that just come out of nowhere. So needless to say, this money's coming from hardworking, tax-paying Americans who may or may not be doing well, but they're $500 for every person that's getting $500, somebody's got to give it. Some give more, some give less, but the people that are out there hustling, doing it every day, are the ones that are getting it. I just want to put it a different way. If you were getting $500 extra a month that were tax-free, that you didn't have to do anything for, what might you do? Might you start a business? Might you invest it? Whatever. I don't know what you would do, but here's what I do know. You're not getting it. You're paying it. And somebody who is not going to do most of what I just described, anything close, is going to get it, be completely unappreciative of it, and think next year, why can't they give me more? Unbelievable that we live in a time where people want to take money from productive people, give it to somebody for no reason other than, well, they seem like they need it. Now, the interesting backdrop of this is it's $500 a month. So for the sake of discussion, it's what, $17 a day, $18 a day. When you consider that the world lives on half the world lives on $5 a day, half the people in the world, $5 a day, on top of you providing housing, you providing a SNAP card, that's welfare, you providing daycare, childcare, all kinds of government subsidies to the poor. On top of that, which is rumored, and this number varies all the time, that a family of four in certain states can get the equivalent of $61,000 a year in welfare when you look at subsidized housing, subsidized daycare, subsidized food, subsidized medical, schooling, and so on. And somebody wants to add $6,000 more to that. No questions asked. Mayor Michael Tubbs calls his city ground zero for issues like wage stagnation, rising housing prices, and loss of middle-class jobs that affect the nation. Now, I want you to think about this. This black mayor, Michael Tubbs, is talking about all the things that Barack Obama was unable to accomplish, and he wants to put that now on the back of people who believe in Trump and what President Trump has been able to accomplish. Wage stagnation. Did we report on this? Trump, in the first time in, I think it's a decade, wages have finally significantly begun to rise. First time in a decade. Didn't happen under Barack Obama. Minuscule. So there's wage stagnation. Rising housing prices. I got to hand it to him. Donald Trump has done that. He's increased the value of people's homes. Tubbs laments the loss of the middle class jobs again. Who's bringing those jobs back? Donald Trump. Why is it impacting California? Why isn't Tubbs mad at Jerry, the governor, was it Jerry Brown? Why isn't he mad at Jerry Brown for putting in a tax system that is chasing corporations out of California? Why not? I talked about this subject on Fox News, and I said this. I said, if I'm not mistaken, and I remember we did this story a while back, Stockton, California was one of the cities, I'll get it out, one of the cities in California who was on the verge of bankruptcy. I don't think Compton was, but it could be Compton too. But I'm pretty positive Stockton was one. Where is this money coming from? Play the end game, the end sum game here. You got X number of people in Stockton, California that fall under welfare. I don't know how many, but it's getting bigger. And you got X number of people working. You got very few prospects of people, coming in to add businesses to Stockton, California for the very reason I said earlier, Jerry Brown's taxes, crazy regulations, so on and so forth. How long does this last? You can give temporary respite to some of these people, but how long does it last? And what happens to them? Are they going to extricate themselves from poverty and go into things that are productive? If you said to me, Kevin, we're going to do this program, and we believe that in 5 years we're going to have an entrepreneur that's going to bring 2,000 jobs back to Compton. Okay. There's a return on investment. When it comes to leftism, there is no return on investment. Oh, here it is. They went bankrupt in 2012. They want to diversify from agriculture. Thank you for that note. Bankrupt in 2012. I knew Stockton had an issue. Couldn't remember what it was. So, and I remember them being one of the largest cities that had filed bankruptcy in a long time. So who bailed him out? I'm talking to him. He goes on to say this: I feel that as mayor, it's my responsibility to do all that I can to begin figuring out what's the best way to make sure that our folks in the community have a real economic floor. So that $500 on top of all the other services that they get is the economic floor. Now, let me tell you what he believes. Tubbs believes that because that money comes right back into the community in form of grocery stores, bodegas, whatever, gasoline, electricity, things, it's circulating back, and that's helping people because they're going to tax the crap out of the corporations to get the money back. He believes that's the cycle. It's just, these people are weird. Dorian Warren serves as a co-chairman of the Economic Security Project. They're contributing $1 million to the initiative. He says the goal is to gather data on economic and social impacts of giving people a basic income. As I've said to you guys, it's been tried before. It doesn't work. There's no pride of ownership in getting $500. In fact, I've told this story a few times, and I don't remember what the context was, but I remember somebody said everybody would get, it was mostly black audience, they said everybody would get $1,000. And the first question was, why just $1,000? And it was yelled out quick, and then people were like, yeah. And I remember thinking to myself, I forget the context of it, you know, something I saw or read. And I remember thinking to myself, you could give people $1,000 free dollars. It would be like showing up to Oprah, and she says, look under your chairs, and everybody pulls out, and she says, what is in there? And they go, it's $1,000. And everybody yells out, is that all? You would go, what do you mean? It's newfound money. It's not even yours. It's nothing for you to even, you know, you have to do anything for it. Complaining. Anyway, they said this. In addition to tracking what residents do with the money, Warren says we will be monitoring how a basic income affects things like self-esteem and identity. Now, I cannot tell you how wrong. How about I save them some time and energy? Here, Kevin, here's $500 a month. Go do what you want with it. So I go get the money. And then I wait. It's 2 days before I need it again, right? And I'm like, oh, when's the money, man, coming? And you come back and you give me that $500. You give me that $500. And it gets quicker and quicker. I spend it. First I get it. I'm like, wow, thank you. Wow, this is unexpected. The next month I go around the 29th. I know, so this is going to be every month. Yeah, okay. So around the end of the month, I'm like, okay. So a day or two, I'm already anticipating it. Believe me when I tell you, I'll start to spend it quicker and quicker. I will wait earlier in the month for when am I going to get that $500. And then I become resentful. Why is it I got to wait so long? Man, I forget that I'm the one spending it quicker and that it's a free ride. It becomes your obligation to me to get me this money. And God forbid if you're a day late, right? This guy wants to monitor self-esteem and identity. There is none. It isn't earned. It isn't something that I got to put my hands on and go, I made this. I mean, give some incentive to say, start a business. We're going to give you $500 a month to cultivate a business. You keep this business going. If it's viable, we're going to keep doing it. Give me something like that. There is no incentive. It sucks the life out of you over time. And these guys don't get it. And it really bugs me because it's such an easy thing to understand.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.